This is Get Lit With Literature, and this is Monk. This week, actually, the episode is called Holy Shit With Literature, and I mean that literally, because of the doctrine of Christian discovery and domination and dehumanization, and Prime Minister Netanyahu promoting the same exact script having to do with the genocide of the Palestinian people, not as reported in the news, ground operation, invasion, and all kinds of euphemisms. So they literally, and he quotes Netanyahu in a short video and an article, he quotes the Bible. So that is what I mean this by holy shit, that these people are fake calling upon supposed holiness. But it's bullshit. Frankly, it's bullshit. And Netanyahu quotes the Bible. The Bible says there is a time for peace and a time for war. This is a time for war. Well, what kind of religion is that? That's a time for war? I don't know. I don't know the Bible that well, but there it is. Netanyahu calling, I mean, in warlike terms, after a, not to diminish the horrors and the loss of lives, but a small attack on Israel turns into the Bible says it is a time for war and not peace, when there's no efforts for peace negotiations. So again, I call BS, and again, in this case, citing the Bible, a perfect example, no offense, there's parts of the Bible that I enjoy the quotes, but in this reference to the Bible, it's holy shit with literature. It's using a religious text to justify massacring women and children is not what you want to call religious. It's certainly not spiritual. I don't know what you'd call it. And also to add that there have been reports of, especially on October 7th, Israelis attacking and killing their own people, their own citizens. So it's not just Palestinians. So, like, what is going on there? And I'm very upset about the wave of anti-Semitism incidents, various incidents in Paris and London and I think Russia. I heard something to do with students at Cornell University. And the thing that upsets me is that it is what is being perpetrated between Israel and Palestine, those are fake Jews. Those are not Jewish people. Those are Zionists. So I consider them fake Jews. So the anti-Semitism is stupid. The anti-Semitism is misguided. Where they should be focusing their anti is toward the violence being perpetrated. So in reaction to the supposed Hamas attack, of which many say that Israel was actually in on it, there have been 8,000 or 9,000 Palestinians killed and approximately 50% women and children. So there is where the anti should be focused, not on the Semites, but on the holy shit perpetrators. And along with my anger about this, I'm also actively, I realized during the week of reading the news and this and that, at certain times in the day, I am actively grieving, because it is very sad. It is very sad to me that, you know, what is going on, just from a human point, and also because of my Jewish heritage, that it touches a lot there. And interestingly, I had heard that in Europe in 599 AD, that grieving was banned. I don't know all the details about this, but I think it had to do with the wars, but it was like a thing to control the people. I don't know much about it, but then I saw recently, past week in Germany, the headline read the grieving banned. What it was saying was that they were banning public protests or public emoting about Palestine. So in effect, banning public grieving. Now this is, I mean, people need to feel what they feel and to process, and grieving is a healthy way to process emotions, if not, you know, overcome. Grieving helps to vent what Otherwise, if people block the grieving, they tend to be angry, and the angry leads to violence and revenge and retaliation. So the grieving is very important. But now I want to touch on some of the specifics that prompted this, is reading an article, Netanyahu rules out Gaza ceasefire. And he quotes an exact part of the domination code, what I have mentioned before, and to which I cite the work of Stephen T. Newcomb and his book and film on the topic of the Christian doctrine of so-called doctrine of Christian discovery, really dehumanization and domination, the system of domination. And here is Netanyahu in the article quoting that exact script. The idea of civilization, and here's Netanyahu told reporters, calls for a ceasefire are calls for Israel to surrender to Hamas, to surrender to terrorism, to surrender to barbarism, key word there, that will not happen. Just as the U.S. would not agree to a ceasefire after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, which, by the way, there was foreknowledge. So it wasn't just, it could have been prevented. That is historical. You can look that up. It could have been avoided. The whole war, World War II stuff, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor or after the terrorist attack of 9/11. Again, much information out there about 9/11 being an inside job and that was known about. Israel will not agree to a cessation of hostilities with Hamas after the horrific attacks of October 7th. No mention of the horrific attacks of killing, I think it's up to maybe 8 or 9,000 people now. Nothing, no mention of that. Today, here Netanyahu continues, today we draw a line between the forces of civilization and the forces of barbarism. And there is the exact script. And then he goes on, arguing that countries that failed to align themselves with Israel in a war for our common future, whose common future, were placing themselves in harm's way. There, he's threatening. He's threatening everybody with insanity. If you're not with us, you're against us. That's what Bush said before the global war of terror went out and killed millions of people worldwide. And then not Netanyahu draws Iran into it. If Hamas and Iran's axis of evil wins, you will be their next target. That's fear-mongering. He vowed to fight until the Palestinian militant group was wiped out. Again, no mention of the women and children, 50% or so of the 9,000 or so people already killed. And in the video, he quotes the Bible. So the exact script is that the word civilization, one of the definitions of civilization is the forcing upon a people of another culture. The forcing upon a people of another culture. It is not how we think of civilized and refined and elegant and all that. That may be a byproduct after the fact when people dress it up and they dress up the proverbial pig, but the civilization is a culture that has overruled another culture, and barbarism ties exactly back to the doctrine of Christian domination. And here's some further quotes on that. Here's a Wikipedia. The idea of civilization implies a progression of development from a previous uncivilized state, quote, in quotes, uncivilized state. Traditionally, cultures that defined themselves as, quote, civilized, unquote, often did so in contrast to other societies or human groupings viewed as less civilized, calling the latter barbarians, savages, and primitives. So there you have it, barbarians. Netanyahu is, whether he knows it or not, he's going by the script. And this is the same script that was used when the colonial settler evangelists, Christian evangelists, whatever you call them, arrived at Turtle Island and called the native people savages and barbarians. That was in order to justify the taking of the land and the wiping out of approximately 95% of the people. So this is the same script that Netanyahu is aligning himself with. Another website says that the papal bull stated that any land not inhabited by Christians was available to be discovered, in quotes, claimed, that deserves quotes, claimed and exploited by Christian rulers, and declared that the, quote, Catholic faith and the Christian religion be exalted, and be everywhere increased and spread, that the health of souls be cared for, and that barbarous nations be overthrown and brought to the faith itself. So the health of souls is very selective. That means the health of Christian souls and the attempt to kill, for which they were very successful, the barbarous nations or the original free nations. Because that is the attempt to overthrow and bring to the faith. So there's the religious insanity, the violent religious insanity, and justifying what may have sounded a bit like a little bit amusing at first, but I mean that literally, holy shit, with literature, because this is actual literature, and these are the actual scripts that have brainwashed and that are mind controlling people to commit further atrocities. And this is all a part of it's terrorism. The news promotes the corporate media that promotes this stuff is promoting terrorism. And they want to keep people scared, and they want to keep people, you know, incapacitated emotionally, because they don't want people to grieve, and they want people to be scared. Meanwhile, many countries, many people, many voices are speaking out in support of the Palestinians and in support of a ceasefire. No matter what side you may be on, a ceasefire will prevent more deaths and suffering and refugees, and on it goes. So it's a very heated, loaded topic. And then also the beheadings and rapes and stuff that Netanyahu claims, that's also, I've read that that's been disproven. And then Netanyahu claims that the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, were going out of their way to avoid killing Palestinians. Quote, even the most just wars have unintended casualties. Well, I don't know what a just war is, and 8 or 9,000 people with women, most 50% women and children, is not an unintended civilian casualty. That's called just insane violence, or if you want to put a cultural label on it, genocidal. International human rights observers have repeatedly condemned Israel for its collective punishment of Gaza's civilian population, citing the deliberate targeting of hospitals, schools, and other civilian infrastructure, and the withholding of food, water, medicine, and electricity as violations of international humanitarian law. On Saturday, the UN General Assembly passed a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Just 14 member states, including Israel and the U.S., opposed the measure, while 45 abstained. The human rights body has accused Israel of war crimes, including genocide, describing an evacuation order issued to over 1 million inhabitants of northern Gaza as a thinly veiled attempt at ethnic cleansing. Last week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres observed in a speech to the Security Council that Hamas's attack had not occurred, quote, in a vacuum, end quote, and condemned Israel for the 56 years of suffocating occupation. Some call it an outdoor prison or outdoor concentration camp. 56 years of suffocated occupation had inflicted on the Palestinian people. Israel subsequently vowed to reject visa applications by UN officials, accusing Guterres of attempting to justify Hamas's attack. And that's from an RT.com article on October 30th. Netanyahu rules out Gaza ceasefire. So he will not be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. But then again, Henry Kissinger won, and so Netanyahu may well be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. So that's that would be a bonus edition of holy shit with literature. Let's see, that about wraps up what I can say without going off on other rant tangents. But that just called to my attention. The key line in there was the way he is pitting the contrast of civilization versus barbarism, which, if you try to understand it as it's on the surface, people will think, oh, it's sanity and refinement, and, you know, let's sit down and have a nice meal, and orderliness and good art. that would be civilization, and barbarism as, you know, crazy people running around causing trouble, violent, you know, unshaven, all kinds of barbarism type of thing, all kinds of associations we have. But that is where the language and the etymologies and the understanding of the definition of words comes in, because those are code words. And I that's why I wanted to explain what civilization means, and in the context, going back to the papal bulls and the documents in the 1450s and onward, and then to explain how that was used in various world scenarios of naming people as barbarous, savage, subhuman. This goes on and on throughout, you know, the ugly side of history. So that is why that key line got me to present this and to try to clarify some of this, as well as to express the emotions of what's going on, because it is extremely volatile. And it's, again, sad to see that people are further reacting to that by doing anti-Semitic things. So I pray that stops, and that there is less of these activities. That once one thing happens, it's like the empire of chaos, as it's been referred to. It promotes and spurs people to commit chaotic acts, and that is just, again, people are ignorant if they do that. So anyway, I wish you a peaceful day, and peaceful on and on, and thank you for listening, and be well.